7:51 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Friday. We're talking more and more about basketball. We had some college basketball news on our local sports update on this Friday morning, and pretty soon high school is starting up. I think about a week from now, we'll have some of those tip-off tournaments happening. We got a guy here who's probably always thinking about basketball. He exists in the basketball world. He, of course, is the founder of the Du Bois Dream, and that's Albert Varicalo. Good morning, Albert. Good
morning, Dan. Thanks again for having me on.
You bet. It's always great to have you here and get updated on what's going on with the Du Bois Dream, both locally and around the world. So what's happening?
That's a good way of putting it. So starting locally, as most people know, we had our two workouts preparing for our youth basketball season after the high school basketball season ends in the spring. So we'll be sending out emails and updates coming up here before the high school season officially starts their games, which we're really excited about. So once we get that all together and we get our coaches, we get our players, all that roster set, then people can kind of breathe a little easier, understand that, hey, everything's in the works for the spring. We may do another workout in the spring as well, just for anybody that may have missed those two workouts.
Sure.
But as you probably have seen, some of the bigger news that we have around the world is, we just had a new partnership in Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. There's a youth basketball team that's connected with a pro team out there called the Varna Storm. So Varna, Bulgaria.
So how many different countries is that now?
So I believe we're in, five or six now, because if we include Taiwan as well, because we've had some of the Taiwanese players come through, I think that would put us at six. But overall, we have five official partnerships, and we're looking to build on more. And that's really just to provide more opportunities for some of the kids in the area, because we've talked many times, is a lot of times kids don't think they can make it in basketball, or they can't go to the next level. And this is hopefully to give them a little springboard into that with some of our connections.
Well, as we get excited about the high school season tipping off here in about a week, who are some of those guys and gals to keep our eyes on that have come through the Dream training sessions and everything that we're kind of be those top performers?
Yeah. And some of the fun stuff is looking back on some of those pictures when they're in middle school to now. And the biggest one around is he's actually has a Division II scholarship, is Brayson Patrick.
Out of Clearfield.
Really good player. We added someone last year that's looking to play with us this year as well. Her name's Alexia. She's out of State College. She's played with St. Joseph's. She'll actually be going up against the Du Bois Central Catholic girls some of them have played with our Du Bois Dream Basketball Club. And then we have some of these other kids. One I want to give a shout out to, because he's a young kid that played on our 12U group, but was only 11 last year. His name's Cam Gasbury. He's another Du Bois Central product.
Yeah.
We just have a bunch of kids coming up through here that, it's cool to see their growth and their potential. But my favorites are always the kids that kind of fly under the radar, that don't really get that opportunity. A kid like Liam Brownlee over there at DCS. Kid just works his tail off. I swear, if he sticks with it, he's gonna end up somewhere. He'll definitely end up playing in college, if not further. Just that work ethic and just love for the game usually takes these kids so much further. So definitely excited to see some of those kids coming up through.
Nice. They're living the dream. And Dreamy's always living the dream, or sleeping the dream, or something like that.
Hibernating sometimes.
I think Dreamy's going to be having some appearances here soon, right?
Yeah. And the biggest one is, with Shirley DeRouge and the Downtown Du Bois putting it on that Bright in the Night, that event. So keep
week
an
away,
eye.
Just
yes.
a week away.
Yes. So keep an eye out for Dreamy making an appearance. Usually he helps out as an elf with that event, and he's always
he's
down
big,
for
it. Big elf.
Yeah, big elf. Big elf Dreamy. So keep an eye out for that, and definitely go support, because it's good for our community, good for the area, and it's cool. So we'll definitely have some more updates coming up here, especially around the world, but looking forward to this high school season and Bright in the Night and all that stuff starting up next week.
Albert, we always appreciate the update. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dan.